tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna call my shot. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Let me address one thing I saw on Saturday down south. I don't have the article in front of me. I looked for it during a break, and hold on a second. Let me make sure I don't have this at the top of. I lied. I have it. I saved it from you. This is from Saturday down south. And they asked Paul Feinbaum who wins the next national championship. You people are going to love this.
Uh-oh.
Remember when Feinbaum said not long ago that Trevor Lawrence is, without question, the best quarterback?
I remember that because I was shocked that he would say something like that.
But apparently he's not concerned about that now when it comes to winning the national championship. Who wins the next national championship? Paul Feinbaum makes his prediction. This is from Michael Wayne Bratton in Saturday Down South. Since Nick Saban's hailed arrival in Tuscaloosa back in 2007, Alabama fans have not had to wait longer than three seasons to win a national championship. Incredibly, that streak lives on as we are set to enter the 2020 college football season. Considering Saban has not led Alabama to a national championship victory in the past two seasons, that streak's on the line entering the season. But it will live on if Paul Feinbaum's preseason prediction turns out to be true. During a recent appearance on ESPN's morning show, Get Up, right? The SEC Network host was asked to make his prediction for the next national champion in college football. I don't want to shock you here, Greeny, but I'm going with Alabama. And I'm going with Alabama for a specific... Right. I'm going with Alabama for a specific reason, Feinbaum answered on his show. It's been two long years since they won a championship. Nick Saban will probably find his team ranked number three in preseason behind Ohio State and Clemson. They've got an axe to grind, and that can be very dangerous. And one more thing. This is the part that Clemson fans are going to love. One more thing.
Yeah.
I think Saban has taken advantage of the offseason while other coaches have been wondering, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Okay. How would he be doing that when no one's allowed to do anything? Was he just thinking, writing stuff down?
Why would he be doing
it any more than anybody else?
Well, see, look, this is the thing. And what that really is a not-so-veiled shot at Dabo Swinney. That's what that really is. It's another of his little, subtly veiled shots or not-so-subtly veiled shots at Dabo Swinney. It's Feinbaum saying that Nick Saban better understands how to handle things in a crisis than any other coach. And when he says any other coach, he means Dabo Swinney. Because, again, he acknowledges that Clemson and Ohio State will be ranked ahead of Alabama to start the year. But the difference that he sees is that Nick Saban's going to better understand how to use all this downtime in terms of building his team than Dabo Swinney possibly could. That's the real hidden meaning behind his comments. There's no question about it. As soon as I read it, I thought, here we go again. The quote is, I think Saban has taken advantage of the offseason while other coaches have been wondering, what am I supposed to be doing right now? That's right. Saban has better handled the offseason than Dabo Swinney, even though Dabo Swinney beat his brains in the last time they played. And last year, Alabama didn't get to play in the playoffs. But somehow, Nick Saban has better comprehended. He has a better understanding of how to get his team ready in pandemic land than Dabo Swinney would. I think that's utterly laughable. And when I read it, I thought, oh, yeah, there it is. Typical, absolutely 100% typical. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I said that's just stupid. That is stupid.
Yeah, it is just
Why would he... Why would he want to even do that? Was he doesn't have anything better to do than to come up with something stupid.
Oh, like Feinbaum?
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's what he does. He's a look at me guy. You know, look, all guys like Feinbaum want to do is they want to create as many hits, as many internet views, as humanly possible. And so they say patently ridiculous things in order to attract attention. He doesn't even defend his positions most often. He doesn't get into debates with people about it. He's making...
He just says it and moves on?
Right. That's what all these people do now. It's what's become of this industry. We don't talk about analysis anymore. We talk about making... The people who are making the most money in this industry make outlandish statements, and they try and create viewership and listenership and hits and all that stuff just by the extreme nature of their stated positions. Again, I don't even think they hold these things true. I mean, it's a look at me world now, and it's unfortunate, but there's no doubt about that. I mean, again, it's hard to hide the meaning in that. I think I think Saban has taken advantage of the offseason while other coaches have been wondering, what am I supposed to be doing right now? That's right. So Dabo Swinney, you know, is sitting there and twiddling his thumbs and wondering, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Sure.
All right. Sure, Paul. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Here's the thing, Paul.
Dabo plans so far in advance. He seems like a person that plans so far in advance that he'll be all right.
Oh, not only will he be all right, but if there actually is one coach in America who will take better, will be better prepared to deal with this whole situation, it is unquestionably Dabo Swinney.
Exactly.
Unquestionably. And quite honestly, your guy down there, Paul, he's getting a little older, maybe losing a few little gray cells, you know, so I don't think that thing is going to come in.
You just found out he was 68. I thought he was older.
I thought he was older.
Well, that's the stress.
Yeah, I thought he might be 70. I didn't know what his exact age.
That's the stress.
But. Yeah. Len, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. You echoed everything I was going to say as far as who's more prepared. I think I heard Dabo in an interview one time saying he's got like a 13-month rolling calendar that is so detailed it lets his staff and his players know. I watched a YouTube on this. He was doing some type of interview, but he said that that he wants his staff to know when they're going to get off and what they can expect. So he's definitely not unprepared. Number two, and I don't think this is as good as my third point, but does Saban even know how to use Zoom? And I mean, last time I checked, he didn't even use email. So I mean, can you imagine? Saban on a Zoom call, it'd be a disaster. I mean, give me a break.
100%
I mean, this is so much to Dabo's advantage right now. I mean, there's no other coach in America, maybe a Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley, but I mean, Dabo's loving this. I mean, to me, the number one thing that no one talks about, it's very simple. Doesn't matter what you do as a coach, you better have the culture in place, because right now your players aren't there. Last time I heard, Saban was trying to track their bones and trying to track his players. Dabo's not doing that. The players have got to take responsibility for themselves right now. So forget everything about the coaches. Right now this is really upon the culture and what are the players doing when no one's watching. So we'll find that out this year. And I'll put my money on Clemson. I'll put my money on that culture. And you know what? Saban and Alabama don't even make the playoff this year. And you can quote me on that, and I'll call back at the end of the year. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
That's well done, Len. Yep, really well stated. I agree with that completely. Yeah, I think if any team and any coach in America is prepared to handle pandemic land and has handled it, it's been Dabo Swinney. And again, I think Len brings up a really good point in terms of being techno savvy. Clemson has excelled in those areas. It's part of their fiber, where it is very much foreign to an older head coach, Nick Saban. That's been proven. So the notion that Saban would be so far advanced over all the other coaches in America, which, and of course, you know, when we're talking about these top teams, there is no doubt that is a not so subtly veiled jab again at Dabo Swinney. It just is. This is what this guy does. And it's misguided, it's mistaken, and it's fundamentally wrong. And I think that Len brings up another point. You know, this is a test of culture. It is, as Len said, it's not just the oversight. It's the culture you've already established in being able to trust your players to do the right things when they are out of your sight. It's too late to establish that now. That had to be established, instilled, inbred prior to this. It's too late, much too late for that now. So, yeah, no, I think that's right. And when I saw that headline today, Ramona, and I started reading that article, uh-huh. And I got to that line, I just laughed to myself. I mean, it's so ludicrous. I should not even give this crap time, but I find myself needing to respond, and so I do. Let's get into. Let me tell you about Priority One before we get going here. Priority One, for all your security needs. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. Trust me, they are. You know, they're great people. It starts with that. Any business starts with the quality of their people. And Priority One has matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign the last 3 years. Nobody getting it done in the upstate like Priority One. So it starts with that. Then you talk about their acumen. Well, their tip of the spear in technology, total customization, no cookie cutter formulas, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. I'm sorry, when it comes to security, what else is there? Those are the things that comprise your security. Look, we live in a dangerous world, and I think it's becoming increasingly more dangerous. And these things are happening right here in our communities. I mean, you know, I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. You know, maybe the bad guy never finds you. Maybe he finds you 3 days from now. When you're ready, call my friends at Priority One. They're waiting to help you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you, and you will thank me later. All right, let's get to the coaches list and cover this. Ramona, we may have to move our movie review to Friday to tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you this. What? I have another show to do. We could do right now. I mean, I just have so many things I wanted to get to the last few days we have not been able to get to. So so we'll have a lot of this conversation. I have some Braves subjects I want to touch on. I have some paying of players conversation that is a little bit of an update on that story that I want to get to as well, and some additional issues. I want to talk about Jason LaCanfora's NFL quarterback tiers, and we'll discuss some NFL quarterback play tomorrow in addition to the rest of the conversation. But I want to get started before we get out of here today on my ACC coaches power ratings, and I'll tell you exactly why I have people positioned where I do, and we'll go through it one by one. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archinold. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one's been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the pros at Parham, Smith, and Archinold on your team. Parham, Smith, and Archinold focus specifically on medical malpractice, have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. They can also do virtual consultations. Remember, it costs you nothing unless there's a verdict or a settlement. 242-9008, 242-9008. Call my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice. You know, Ron, I might have had a little medical malpractice about 4 days ago.
What?
Oh, I sort of feel like crap today, and I hope it's just like allergies or something. But I was at the a gas pump, right? And there's nobody next to me. I did that intentionally. And then the wind's blowing like 50 miles an hour, though, in the direction of my pump from the pump next door to me. And some woman pulls in right next door to me. So she's 5-6 feet away, and she is coughing and spitting out a lung. And I said, the wind's blowing like 70 miles an hour from her direction toward me. And I'm like 5 feet away from her. So
great.
It better have been allergies.
Lady, be more careful.
Have some like common sense and courtesy, you know. Okay, we'll take a quick break. That a little PSA. All right, when we get back, my ACC head coach power ratings.
Our homes have been lived in more than ever. Restore your home back to its glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch services. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at EdwardsAutoSales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
If you're a business owner, you're familiar with this situation. Health insurance rates have soared, so have deductibles. Your group is mostly healthy, but every year the rate goes up. You know, there could be a better way. It's not right for everyone, but we've helped a lot of people. If you and I were to sit down and review a few strategies together, and I identified $25,000 you had no idea you were losing, is that a conversation you'd want to have? If so, call me at 864-INSURE-YOU. That's 467-8738. There's thousands of people who do what we do. I'm proud of my team and the great work we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need, and some you didn't even know you needed. We are The Roar.
Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bombs and the devil
Thursday, Hart. Hey, let me tell you about the health there. Look, okay, I've been endorsing the health there for years now, but I don't have to tell you that now is the time to take your health seriously. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, or low energy, call the health there. Tell them Walt sent you. Tell them Road Rage sent you. And get one program free for your mom, your wife, your husband. Don't wait anymore. Friend, whatever. Get in. The health there doesn't want you to do this thing alone. They want you to go in with somebody. Change your life. Take your life back. Take control. Call them up. Tell them I sent you. Dial the number. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's get, Texter writes, you need to tell her to bark off. She poured gasoline on her. Hey, well, you're sneezing on me. There's a little gas for you.
Is that what somebody said?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know what somebody did say?
You know, here's all the evidence you need, Ramona, of the fact that the texters are ruthless people.
What? I didn't read them. What?
Texter 441. This is 100% wrong. I just want you to understand, I did not say this.
Okay.
The host does not necessarily agree with the viewpoints of the texters. Although he may.
Okay.
This is totally wrong. Saban has been on lockdown. All he's worried about is not dying. His old A gets this virus, he's a dead man.
Oh, that's wrong.
I told you the texters are ruthless people. All right, to the ACC power ratings. All right, Ramona.
What? What's this interview have to do with me?
Cue my interview with the guy, Ramona. Any idea, Ramona? In the ACC, who I would have as coach?
I think I got rid of it. Hang on.
Any idea who I would have as the 14th ranked coach amongst 14 ACC coaches? Any idea?
This one.
Okay, down at the old cemetery. That's where your team's going to be buried. 6 feet wide, 7 feet under. When we hit the ball, it sounds like thunder, 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 thunderation. We're the best team in the nation. We said it. We meant it. We're here to represent it. We're cool. We're hot. We're solar system number 9. We can beat you anytime.
A little excerpt from my interview with Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins.
He comes in at 14.
It's sort of the same interview every time I've spoken to him. He comes in at 14 out of 14, and for reasons we've already described. Number 13 on the Road Rage ACC power rating coaches. I'm sorry, but, I mean, you talk about decay, decline. This program it just saturated with decay decline right now, and that is David Cutcliffe and Duke. It's really time to stop talking about David Cutcliffe's brilliance. There's just really no evidence of it. Quite frankly, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary. He's not fared well at Duke, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And he's getting older as well. So I mean, if you're looking to hire a coach right now, the last guy on earth he'd hire is David Cutcliffe. So he's 13 for me. I think his program is fading. I think he's fading. Could he be energized by Mac Brown's reemergence? I don't know. There's no sign of it yet. David Cutcliffe for me, number 13 on the list. Number 12, you Miami Hurricane fans are going to love this. It's Manny Diaz. What do I do with him? What do we do with him? Honestly, his recruiting right now, not even that good. Look, Miami is not the job it used to be. It should be in some ways, at least from a standpoint of, I know it's a private school. The fan support, not good. Of course, you got to give them reason to come too. We have a lot of choices in this world today. You got to give people a reason to come, and Miami hasn't done that for decades. So that may be the prevailing issue. You still have a tremendous natural recruiting turf. Dade, Broward counties always produced a ton of talent. But at this point, Manny Diaz is not winning many recruiting battles, and there's not been a lot of evidence that he can coach. So, this is a big year for Miami. it's a big year because of the two defensive ends, Rousseau and Roche. It's a big year because of Derek King and the fact you bring him in. It's the kind of year that maybe Miami can get a foothold, but it's going to take winning that division. And right now, I can't put Manny Diaz any higher than 12th. I mean, there's just no, there's not been any football reason to do so to this point. Now, again, that may change this year. He's a guy we're watching. Number 11. You know what happens, Ramona, when you when you refuse a road rage request to be interviewed?
Syracuse?
Yeah, you wind up number 11. And that's Dino Babers. You know that old adage about strike while the iron's hot? Well, 2 years ago, Dino should have parlayed his success and taken the first bus out of Syracuse. He did not, and he paid a significant price last year, and it just feels like that program just died. I mean, that's what it feels like. Now, can it be rekindled? Can Dino find second wind? I hope so. Really, I do it for his sake. Because I genuinely like the guy. And I think he's a smart offensive mind. But I was just almost shocked with how despicable they looked last year. So Dino Babers, number 11 on the Road Rage ACC power ratings of coaches. Number 10, Justin Fuente. I don't really know what to do with Justin Fuente. When he came to Virginia Tech, people just loved him. He was going to be the next big thing. You know, early on, it looked pretty good. And it hasn't looked good since. You know, they've had all sorts of players leave the program. What is that about? You know, then Fuente himself was flirting with the Baylor job. He was playing the wrong quarterback. He finally went to Hooker, and his fate changed when his quarterback changed, again demonstrating the importance of the quarterback position. He returns a lot of parts this year. If there's ever a year that he should convert, it's this year. And I think there's some pressure on him to do that, because if Justin Fuente does not really substantially turn things around for the better this year, I think this will be his last season at Virginia Tech. You know, cliche alert, I think he's on a short leash. I think he better win. He seems like a strange guy. And strange doesn't necessarily mean bad, but in this case it might. I still don't know what all those players leaving that school, I don't know what that was all about. I'm not sure. So I can't put him higher than 10. Number 9 is Dave Doran, who we had on the other day. And I know that people think that Doran's on the hot seat, and maybe he is. Obviously comes off a disappointing year, but it was in a year in which they were very injured. And I have said repeatedly, I think for the most part, this guy's done a good job at NC State. You know, again, he's not Mr. Personality. He rubs some people the wrong way. You know, I think when you struggle, then your lack of personality becomes a bigger factor. The way you handle the media, the way those things become a bigger issue. He's not a glib guy. He's not going to make a ton of friends in the media. You know, those are issues for him. And so he needs the productivity. And, you know, for the most part, he's had the productivity. I mean, he's done a decent job at NC State. I know people love to criticize him, but I think he's done a pretty decent job. So I have Dave Doran next at number 9, and really he could probably be a little higher than that. It's just upward mobility at this point in the process becomes an issue, especially because of what I did at number 8. And number 8 is probably going to be the biggest surprise for people. At number 8, I have Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, who's not coached a game in this league. I like Jeff Hafley. I think he's a really smart guy. I think he's a guy who could change Boston College's fate. I know he's going to modernize and weaponize their offense. He, you know, Adazio desperately needed to be replaced. He has been. And I think Jeff Hafley coming from Ohio State and playing an integral role there, I think he's a guy who understands what winning looks like. And he's a smart guy. Guys who have played under Jeff Hafley have sung his praises. Richard Sherman, who himself is a very sharp guy, went on and on, was effusive in his praise for Jeff Hafley's acumen and his brilliance. I think Jeff Hafley is the right guy at Boston College, and this is a little bit of a leap of faith, but I'm putting him eighth going into the year. I just think that he is exactly what Boston College needed, and he has roots there as well. So I think it makes perfect sense. I think all of the people that are below this point have experienced some degree of problems and are, and anyone who's below this point, I think their status is suspect. I mean, you know, even going down to Jeff Collins, who's only been there a year, you know, he's going to have to do something in a 3-year period, or, you know, this little love fest with him will be over. But guys like Fuente, I think Fuente needs to produce. I think David Cutcliffe is on his way out. You know, Dave Dorn is clearly under some pressure at NC State. I'm not sure that's pressure that's well-founded, but nonetheless, that's the world we live in. So at 8, Jeff Hafley, the new Boston College coach who I believe in. Number seven is Pat Narduzzi. This guy's a screamer. At times, he's like a lunatic fringe. I mean, this guy screams about everything. And sometimes I wonder if that doesn't grind on you, but that's who he is. But, you know, he's done a pretty good job at Pitt, and maybe a better job even than I expected. And he has, you know, he's gotten his team to ACC title games. You know, there's another thing that I sort of like about him. He has demonstrated a willingness to morph based on the players he has at hand. He is not committed to one notion. Defensively, his team, from a DB standpoint, is the most handsy team in the country. You know, people watch Dane Jackson this year, cornerback, and they think, well, you know, man, you know, he's a guy who's going to take a lot of penalties at the pro level because he's so handsy. That's what they teach at Pittsburgh. That is not a Jackson thing. That's a Narduzzi and philosophical thing. They are the most handsy team in America from a cornerback defensive back standpoint. And for the most part, it's worked for them. I also think he's done a pretty decent job recruiting players to what he wants to do in his system. So I like the job Pat Narduzzi has done. I think he's made Pitt competitive. I'm very interested to watch them this year. You know, if you're looking for a surprise team in the Coastal this year, it would be that team. Because they have some tradition now. And Kenny Pickett, they have an experienced leader who's his second year in his offense. He looked good throwing the football last year in that offense. You know, I think they'll try and establish a little more balance this year. But I think Kenny Pickett is a guy that should play well in year two of that offensive scheme this year. And that should benefit Pat Narduzzi. So Narduzzi is 7 for me in my ACC power rating. 6 to go. Let me tell you about my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden and the Husqvarna Automower. For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekend to know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you can return it to Easy Lawn and Garden for a full refund. Easy Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation service you need. Trust them to get you set up with just the right Husqvarna Automower for your yard. It comes in 6 sizes, I believe. They're just incredible. Uphills, downhills, around objects, take themselves back to the port. No one's ever going to see your lawn being mowed. they're going to think you made some deal with the devil because you're going to have this magazine quality lawn because these Husqvarna auto mowers operate on the principle of the grazing animal. They cut the most minute amount. Your grass is never shocked. It grows thick, green, and luxurious. Our guy, Brian Ramona, who is a turf consultant expert, has told us personally that he is astonished what the Husqvarna auto mower does for the quality of people's lawns. This is a turf consultant expert. Take his word on it. He's right. We've had unbelievable testimonials from people who have gone to Easy Lawn and Garden and purchased theirs. So get to Easy Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned for 40 years. Your Husqvarna Auto Pro for sales, installation service for all power equipment needs. Veteran, family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Tell them I sent you. Online at easleylawn.com. Quick break. I'll give you my top six ACC coaches when we get back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
It's almost time to eat again, and you don't feel like cooking again. Put down the spatula and pick up the phone, because you can get a Big Bow Box delivered. Just tap your favorite app for 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Rely on Enviro Mulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
In the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, State Credit Union remains committed to the safety of their employees and members, as well as their financial service needs. They have strict sanitizing protocols in place for their branch locations and have services in place to assist members from the convenience of their homes. Their online and mobile banking, telephone teller, online loan application, and remote deposit service remain available to help their members 24/7. Please visit their website at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Did you know my FHA 30-year mortgage is 2.99%? Here at Rate Saver Mortgage, we have rates that destroy the big banks. If you're buying a home or refinancing, call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. APR equals 4.49%, based on $250,000 loan and 680 score, subject to approval, rate subject to change. Gary's NMLS number is 107-429, Rate Saver Mortgage, MLS 1847969.
Equal Housing Lender.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about. on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Tell you about Lewis from Raleigh. Lewis from Raleigh. This is a pretty amazing story, Ramona. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was pre-diabetic, and he had no energy, and he lost 27 pounds of belly fat in 30 days on the health air. 27 pounds in 30 days of belly fat. He got so excited that he left his career and joined the health air team.
How about that?
You want to talk about
That's a life change thing, huh?
Right. I mean,
wow.
You are so personally impacted by your weight loss and your return to health that you say, you know what? I want to help other people. I want to change my life's direction and do the same thing and see if I can help other people. So Lewis is now part of the healthier team. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME to change your life like Lewis changed his. Lewis had an epiphany. I can't guarantee you that, but I can guarantee you that you'll lose the weight or you're going to get your money back. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them that Lou sent you. Buy one, get one free. Tell them I sent you. It's the health there. That's the way this thing works. Dial the number. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. It's the health there. Devin, I'm going to try and get to you in a couple minutes. I got to run through these coaches. All right, Ramona, we're doing our ACC power ratings of coaches. This is how I see it. And number 14 for me is Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech. That was pretty easy. Number really easy, like exceptionally easy. Number 13 was David Cutcliffe. That's also pretty easy. Number 12 was Manny Diaz. You know, again, big year for Manny Diaz. Either this thing is going to go really well for Manny this year, and he's going to win the division, win the Coastal, and rekindle some old U memories, or he's going to be fired at the end of the year. 11 is Dino Babers. Number 10, Justin Fuente. Number 9, Dave Doran. Number 8 is new Boston College coach Jeff Hafley. Call it a belief on my part. Number 7, Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi, who I think has done a really commendable job at Pitt. And that brings us to the top 6, Mom.
Okay, I'm ready.
Number six is Dave Clawson of Wake Forest. I think Dave Clawson's prep should be higher than this. I think Clawson's done a really incredible job at Wake Forest. Under certain scenarios this year, he's set to become the all-time percentage winner in the history of Wake Forest football. He had to deal with key injuries last year, like when he lost Surratt. And he lost Washington, too. He lost his top two receivers. Now, obviously, he's lost Jamie Newman as well. But he will return Sam Hartman. And Hartman was the starter before Newman. And Hartman came in there as a very talented kid, four-star player, a lot of acclaim, good reason for it. Very much a gunslinger attitude, a little too maybe arrogant for his own good as a rookie, as a freshman. And I thought made too many mistakes, which is why I thought Jamie Newman should probably be the starter. And then eventually they made him the starter. But I think Hartman's probably learned a lot by now and is probably ready to produce. But overall, you know, Clawson's been a very innovative guy. I think he's done a great job at Wake Forest. You know, obviously, the issue at a place like Wake Forest is finding enough defensive talent to compete. And it's the overall support of the program. Those are challenges. There's no question about it. But Clawson is a guy who's clearly on the rise. I'm surprised some of their bigger school hasn't come knocking already. Maybe they have. My read on Clawson, based on some of the things he's said, is he would be very particular about any possible move. So I think he's a hot name, but I also think he's, you know, there's like a Jim Grobe element to him. I think he's content where he is. I mean, so I wouldn't be shocked if he went nowhere. You know, I remember that conversation I had with Jim Grobe about staying at Wake Forest, and I couldn't understand because Nebraska came calling, and he said, you know, Walt, at the end of the day, he said, when you make enough money, it all becomes monopoly money. You know, he said, what's the real difference between $1.5 million and two million if you're doing the right thing? I've never heard another coach say that. And he talked about loyalty to his players, and you know, the funny thing is, at the end of the day, Wake Forest didn't stay loyal to him, which is really unfortunate. But because Jim Grobe, just a great guy, obviously, and a guy who helped clean up that Baylor mess as well. But Dave Clawson is seems a similar type guy in terms of, I think there's some loyalty to him, and I don't think he's necessarily looking. I think if he does go somewhere, he has a very particular set of criteria for what his next stop would need to entail. So he is number six on my list. Number five is Mike Norvell. I think, again, we have a guy who's not coached the game in the ACC yet, and I'm fully cognizant of that. But when I watch his offense, I just love what I see. I love his use of personnel groupings. I love his use of inline tight ends, multiple tight ends, fullbacks, H-backs, split back sets, pistol, shotgun, zone read. His offense is a beautiful combination of pro style and spread. And I think he's exactly what Florida State needs. I think Florida State has been waiting for the right coach to rekindle their greatness. And I think this is the guy. I can't put him higher than this because he hasn't coached a game yet in the league, but this is an acknowledgement of his past success at Memphis, of what his offense looks like, and what I think his potential is at Florida State. My guess is that 3 years from now, when I do this list, he'll be right at the top of it next to Dabo Sweeney. That's my guess. So Mike Norvell, number five on my list. Number four on my list is Mack Brown. And again, I had Mack Brown wrong. I did not see this coming. I just didn't. I watched Mack Brown's decline at Texas. I saw it. I mean, I heard the things scouts were saying. It was awful. The program was a disgrace. It was a laughingstock in the Big 12. I mean, you know, the belief was that Brown was complete toast. His players didn't play physically. He had no energy. He had no enthusiasm. He wasn't recruiting anymore. Honestly, he just looked like the Weekend at Bernie's guy. Like, they propped him up for special occasions. And they dragged him around from place to place. That's what he looked like. And again, his teams were just soft. I mean, margarine on a 100-degree summer day, soft. That's what they looked like. There was no hope. He needed to be gone, and he was. I don't know where he found his old enthusiasm or fountain of youth. It's not clear to me. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. But based on what I saw in his Texas demise, it was just unreasonable to project that, to predict it. But to his credit, wherever he found his fountain of youth, he has found it. And he made great hires. Initially, he made terrible hires. He was hiring his buddy from Texas, and people were outraged. But he doubled back on that, decided that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, and then
he went out and made two terrific coordinator hires. When he made those two hires was the first time I began to say on air, you know what? Maybe they will do something. And now they have. So Mack Brown, number four on the list, has really done a fabulous job at North Carolina thus far. Number three, Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield has already turned around the Louisville program. You want to talk about quick returns? You know, obviously Satterfield did a great job at App State, but he went to a Louisville program that was broken. I mean, it was broken. From a culture standpoint, Louisville was damaged. It was obvious to anyone who watched them play. You know, the Bobby Petrino time period had died. There was nowhere left to go with that. And, you know, and I think that it called for new blood. And Satterfield came in and right from the get-go made an improvement in that culture. That team played harder. You could see it. They were more engaged. And at the end of the year, I thought they were significantly better than they were at any point prior. And so I thought the progress was obvious. And I thought they looked really good, fast, athletic in their bowl game. This guy knows what he's doing. This program is clearly on the rise under his direction. And I anticipated getting better and better. Now, look, they suffered some losses. They lost Mekhi Becton. That's a big loss in more ways than one, literally, figuratively. I mean, you're talking about the most dominant physical presence in the offensive line in college football. And so that's a big loss. Make no mistake about it. But you bring back your star running back. You bring back your star receiver. You bring back your star quarterback. And more than anything else, you bring back Satterfield, who really clearly has an idea of what he wants to accomplish and how he wants to accomplish it. So I really admire what Scott Satterfield has already done, and I anticipate many more great things from him in the near future. Number two on the list, and this may surprise some people, but I think this man has earned this respect, is Bronco Mendenhall. I think Bronco Mendenhall is an elite coach. He was an elite coach at Brigham Young. He did nothing but win. You know, won over 100 games at Brigham Young. You know, won 9, 10 games every year. And now he's doing the same thing at Virginia. You know, and look, when he inherited this Virginia program, even before last year, he said, you know, look, I only have about 25 players who are actually D1 level players. And yet he won. And what he did, sure, he had a tremendous leader in Bryce Perkins. And that helped. But Perkins developed under his watch. And Bronco Mendenhall, as a defensive guy, has just made that team so much tougher than they've been previously. I mean, they are a physical, nasty bunch who plays through the whistle. They have an identity. And look, you're going to start a kid at quarterback this year, and we'll see how that works. There are some questions clearly about Virginia heading into the year. But I'm not talking about a power rating is a snapshot of the moment, but it's also it also speaks to where a program is. And I think Mendenhall has done enough already in this program that they think they're going to win games. And I'm not sure that they're wrong. I think pretty clearly this guy is the second best coach in the league at the moment for everything that he's done and everything that he will do. That doesn't mean he won't be displaced at some point, maybe this year, but I think that's where he sits now as we head into the season. And number one is, if there was any question, is Dabo Swinney. And, you know, Dabo Swinney doesn't just continue to dominate. Look, remember, there was a time, and you don't have to go too far back in the Wayback Machine to find a time frame where Clemson would have failed to win an ACC title, that it was an impossibility. whether it was Tommy Bowden or any of his predecessors, you know, winning the ACC is a big deal. Winning any football league is a big deal. Yet, at this point, it's become a birthright to Clemson. That is the wild success that can be attributed to Dabo Swinney. So much so that the ACC, winning the ACC championship, is considered an absolute given going into the season. That's the job that Dabo Swinney has done. And he has elevated the Clemson program to the point where they're not just the best team in the ACC, they've been the best team in the country. And they're going to continue to breathe that lofty air. Walter Petula, Road Rage. I'm done. Devin, call me back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.